Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are in the world. This is Brunch Boxing. I'm your host, Matt. Have a very special guest today. He returns to the ring September 19th at the Fox Theater, Detroit, Michigan. His opponent is undefeated, hard-hitting heavyweight, DeAndre Savage. I'm here with the heavy-hitting OJ Bam himself, Brandon Moore. What's going on, Brandon?
You feel me? If you didn't see it, you know who did it, my boy. I'm chilling. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Listen, it's good to have you on the show, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm very happy to have you here. You know, I've been obviously following you for a while, man. You've always been good with the fans, so it's good to have you on the show today, man. Appreciate
Definitely, man. You know, America's next great heavyweight, man. You know, not ducking no fights. Great resume right now, baby.
Hey, listen. America needs that desperately, man. We see the UK and Ukraine and all these other countries that took over heavyweight boxing. We need to bring it back to where it belongs.
You know, these dudes afraid to take big fights. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody afraid to fight those undefeated guys. You know what I'm saying? Me, if they got a zero, I'm about to give them their first one.
Now, you're going up against DeAndre Savage, who, like you, very hungry American heavyweight, heavy hitter. How did that matchup even come about?
Honestly, I had a few, after my Stanley Wright fight, you know what I'm saying? So I fought two wars this year with Skylar Lacey and Stanley Wright. And my promoter asked me, like, who do you want to be? You know what I'm saying? So I told him, I was like, man, we should shop out there and look for another undefeated guy. And you know what I'm saying? And I said, we just need to do what we got to do to get him. And, you know, I took a little bit less to fight him. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to make the big fights, man. The only way to make America's heavyweights, you know, be in the game again, that you got to take those fights. You got to fight the best American heavyweight. So that's how it happened, really.
Yeah, you definitely got to fight the best. And you have not shied from that. Because I remember when I first started talking to you, you were looking for an opportunity
against, you feel you
know,
me?
One of them big name heavyweights. So I already know what you've been looking for. I remember, you know, even going into the Richard Torres fight, you know, which is a fight that I thought was a damn good fight. Now, obviously, you didn't get the result that you wanted, but to me, you came there ready for war.
You know how many people turned down the Richard Torres fight?
Oh, come on. Like, I know.
You feel me? Because these dudes really afraid to really test their limit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just want to fight the best fighters, man. I just want to know that, like, at the end of my career, I went in and I fought the best American heavyweights, and then I jumped into this European world, and, you know, I'm going to beat those guys, too. I mean, it's just about fighting the best guys, man. I'm just not a scary heavyweight. I'm going to fight the best, definitely.
Yeah, I kind of feel like, you know, even though you didn't get the results you wanted, I kind of feel like the Richard Torres fight kind of opened up the eyes to a lot of people just because the way you fought the fight. You didn't come there to lay down. You came there to throw hands, and everybody knew that you meant business, that you're an exciting fighter. Obviously, you know you could talk your shit, you know, so.
You feel me? And, you know, listen, Richard Torres was a great fight. He beat me, and I'm a man to say he beat me, but I really did think it was stopped a little prematurely, but, you know, I take my ass up like a man, and it was a great fight. Definitely a great learning experience, and that's the, like, those experiences are why I'm out here, you know, doing what I'm doing today, man. So, you know, it was a blessing for Richard, really.
Now you're on a 4-fight winning streak since that fight. Yeah. One of those fights, man, I gotta ask you about. The Skylar Lacey fight, man.
Bro.
What was that?
When these dudes be about to lose, bro, when they be about to lose, that's when you see them pull out all the stakes, man. Everybody knew it was going to go 10. If I wasn't going to knock him out, he was going to lose the fight. Like, and so what he did, he just tried to make a big show, push me out the ring. Like, the referee took a point from me, which baffled me, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, these are all just learning experiences, bro. Like, it's crazy. Like, I've been in this boxing game now 7 years, and it's like every day you get in this ring and you learning something new. You gotta, like, these guys really don't, they trying to keep they old, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes when you fight me, you're gonna lose. So that's how.
But have you ever seen anything? Because I've never seen nothing like that before. Like, when I was watching it live. You know, I had to watch it live. So I'm watching it. I'm like, yo, this shit is like WrestleMania.
Crazy.
Bro, and you see how Buddy looked too. He looked like WrestleMania too. So like it was crazy though. So I really didn't expect it. And really when it happened, I was so surprised. I was kind of like, I'm looking around, and I don't know if you saw when the cameraman flew off the side of the ring. It really was a wild. That was a wild.
Yeah, the cameraman was on the apron.
You feel me, man? Bro, it'd be so wild. Like, in my fights, bro, it'd be wild shit. Like, this next fight, you know, with Savage, it's going to be a wild knockout. That's what I know for a fact, you know what I'm saying? He's going to get hit with some hard punches. That's going to be a wild knockout. It's going to be, like, that same feel you got versus Skylar Lacey is going to be the same feel you get versus this fight, but he's just going to be knocked out.
Yeah, for those who don't know what happened, just please look up the fight Skylar Lacey versus Brandon Moore from February 2nd. Like, Brandon Moore putting their hands on him. Skylar Lacey, he was dirty the whole fight. Finally, he decided to send Brandon Moore through the table.
He sent me. He was the old lineman for Lamar Jackson. So, you know, that was what was really running through his mind, probably. That's probably, he was like, man, I got to get him off me, man. Let's put him through the ropes.
Crazy. And for those of you that's listening live, just look at the big board. I put it up there because it reminded me of when Mick Foley was fighting Edge and Edge speared him through the table. So I put him up side by side.
Don't put me out like that. It was crazy though.
You've been back doing your thing, man. Now you're fighting DeAndre Savage. Like, what? Yeah. How familiar are you with DeAndre?
I know of him. You know what I'm saying? Like, we seen each other when we were in the amateur ranks and at the Olympic qualifiers and the Eastern qualifiers and whatnot. When I won it, I fought at light heavyweight. So we've seen each other. We you know what I'm saying? Now, I mean, that I moved up in the heavyweights, you know what I'm saying? He's just the next food on the plate. You know what I'm saying? So I've been watching his fights. You know what I'm saying? I mean, he's a big guy. He's gonna come forward. That's what Stanley Wright thought was gonna happen too. I'm just gonna come forward and try to wear him out. And I know that's what he's gonna do. But when I put that right hand on you, and I put that left hook on you, and put that right hand on you, it's gonna be go to sleep time. So, that's what I know about. He's gonna come forward. He's gonna try to impose his will on me, and I'm gonna put this jab on him like Larry Holmes, and I'm gonna hit him with that uppercut, left hook, right hand, and put him down.
Now, he's also your third straight undefeated fighter that you're fighting. Like you said, you want people's O's. So who are the guys in the heavyweight division that Brandon Moore is looking at that you want to get in the ring with you?
Man, so I thought I'd be Savage, man. My eyes are directly on Moses Atuama, man. He's the guy. They want him to be the next guy up, but I'm really the next guy up. Like, I'm the best American heavyweight that's really in America right now. So, and they're saying that he's the next British up and coming. I mean, he fought an old Dillon White, which, you know, it was a good performance. He did what he was supposed to do. But now it's time to, you know, put him in there with a test, and I'm that test, you know what I'm saying? So I think that fight should be made just in general. Like, he's a younger guy. They say he's ready for Usyk. I mean, come on, Usyk is a monster, you know what I'm saying? Put him in there with me. Let's see if he really got what it takes. But, I mean, I'm going to put him out of there, though. He hasn't been tested. He hasn't fought anybody that matches his athletic ability. You know what I'm saying? So I think that I'm that guy for him for sure.
Now, I wanted to ask you about your journey to the sport of boxing.
Yeah.
Because, at least to me, your story is not like other boxers. You're one of the few boxers that actually went to school.
Oh, yeah, you feel me? Intelligent. You feel me? I'm not gonna say nothing up, but I'm an intelligent guy for sure.
So, at what age did you start boxing?
What age did I start boxing? I started boxing at late 23, early 24, like years old. So, yeah, 2018, right? So I'm 7 years in. So yeah, about 2018.
Now, what made you wanna switch to the boxing profession?
So, I mean, I played, like, so I come from a long background of, like, athletics in my family. And so my brothers, they all play, like, high-level soccer, MLS, La Liga. And my other brother plays football for Clark Atlantic. And I have a brother that plays soccer in Ireland. But while we were growing up, I mean, we played all sports. We were, like, we played basketball. I could really be an Olympic-level ping-pong player. Like, I did all of that. Like, so I played, like, really multiple sports growing up. So when when I went to college, I made it to the Final Four, and you know the pro. I mean, I didn't go pro. I stayed home, and I started gaining a little weight, man. And I gained like I was 325, 350 pounds. And I go see my dad, and you know we're a competitive family, so he's like, "Yo, you need to start like you need to like you know trim that weight down." And he was like, "I trim that weight down." So I'm at work, you know, I'm an accountant. I graduated my accounting and finance degree, and I'm at work in the office, not really doing what I want to do, and not being competitive. So I went to a boxing gym and I just started training. And the training kind of reminded me of hooping. And I was like, okay, maybe I can do this. And then I went to my first boxing tournament, which was the Sugar Bird in Florida. And I won the tournament, but my first fight, I knocked the dude out with a crazy uppercut. And ever since then, like people say, man, you got really the real potential to do this. So like, I mean, I quit my six-figure job and I started boxing. Like I was broke for a while. I started cutting grass and to be able to box and do it at the same time. I dropped 100 pounds and got to 200 and fought in the Olympic qualifiers, got bronze. I fought all of the top like light heavyweights that are in the game right now and heavyweights. You know what I'm saying? Like they were there and like they're like, I mean, I fought those guys going through the ranks, man. It wasn't like, oh, I had like, you know, some gimme like novice fights. Like I fought the best guys once I jumped in the game. So, I mean, and really just been, it's just been on the road ever since. And I've been able just to use all my experiences in life to be able to like be a great boxer. Like what I've realized in this boxing game is most boxers that started boxing when they were 5 and 6, they ain't never really been in a street fight. You know what I'm saying? Like I done been in multiple street fights. You know what I'm saying? I done really had to do some stuff and I know how to take it there. And these guys are playing a sport when I'm really trying to beat your ass. You know what I'm saying? It's two different things. So that's the type of time that I be on.
Yeah, it's almost like a whole different
mentality. It's a whole different mentality. Now, the more you get up in the ranks, these guys are definitely, you know, they're fighting back and they know what they're doing. But in the end, but like right, like when I take it there, like my last fight versus Stanley Wright and versus Skylar Lake, these guys, they never did that. So they just try to do their dirty antics to, you know, get me out of my game. But I done been there, I done seen this in all facets of life, like in business, in basketball, in soccer, and now in boxing. It's all the same, just a different hurdle to jump over.
Now, obviously, you've been fairly successful in boxing. You're trying to get to the contender level. How confident are you that you are going to be able to get to where you want to be and reach your goals in the sport of boxing?
Bro, I'm 100%, man. Like, bro, this is no guess. Like, bro, when I started this 7 years ago, Deontay Wilder and Anthony Joshua were in the talks. And I was running 3 miles and I was telling my friend, I was like, yo, I really know I can do this thing, right? And I've mapped it out. Like, there's been so-called so many other heavyweights that are better than me and this, that, and the third, but I've outshined them. You know what I'm saying? This is no guess. This is no like, oh, maybe like, bro, like everything that I said 7 years ago is coming to pass now. Like the road may be a little bit hard and like, bro, like, you know how many people would have quit when they lost to Richard Torres? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how many people quit when they lose their first fight? Like, I mean, I'm not one of those guys. Like, I know what it is. I know what I was doing when I got into this game. Like, you're going to go through those ups and downs. You got to control your mind. You got to just be ready for the next opportunity. And just because you have a little bit of a hiccup, that's the learning experience. And just keep rolling. And you see what I'm doing. You see, I think it's crazy. If you look at my resume, it shows you, like, I never ducked anything, bro. Like, it's not like people have been picking the best fights for me, but I just get in there with the big dogs and I see what's up.
Now, what did you learn from the experience of sharing the ring with Richard Torres?
Man, that it's a thinking man sport. Like, just because you're more athletic and you're better than people doesn't mean that, like, that other, like, you got, it's a thinking man. Like, when I fought Richard Torres, I saw it. I was like, he's a thinker. He's thinking in the ring, and I'm just using my natural God-given abilities. Now, since then, that's what I've learned. Like, you got, when you're working, you got to be working on something. You got to be thinking, all right, this man does this. You got to do that. Like, it isn't just you go in there and throw hands. It's more, it's live chess, and you got to make all the right moves. You can't just think that you can take a punch. No, everything is calculated at all times. And hey, Richard Torres, like, people think he's just a brawler, but he's a really good boxer, man. He has the experience behind him as well.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, sure. Absolutely. Now I know you did watch some of DeAndre Savage. What does he bring to the table that you're going to be looking out for on September 19th?
Man, he's a big body, man. He's a big heavy back. He's going to walk at you. You know what I'm saying? He's going to try to wear me out, and he's going to throw big punches. You know what I'm saying? Do I think the punches are going to hit me? He may, you know, maybe not. But I mean, I think he's fairly slow, but he's still a fighter. He's going to be in front of me, and it's up to me to really outbox him, outmaneuver him. I don't think he's going to be able to go past, you know, one or two rounds, honestly. But it will. But, you know, I know he's training. I don't want to disrespect him and say, like, you know, because all fighters, just because when you get in that ring, you know what I'm saying, you got to respect the guy across the ring. But, I mean, with my skill and the things that I'm planning on doing to him, I don't see him being able to get past my jab, honestly.
Now, you're from Polk County out there in Florida.
Turn me up, bit Polk County. You feel me?
Now, Florida, you guys are starting to rise up a little in boxing again.
We're the realest niggas out here, bro. I'm trying to tell these boys, man.
Yeah, I see a lot of talent out there. I see that they're doing more shows out there now in Florida. They just had another big show in Orlando.
For sure, yeah.
An MVP show. They be having shows there almost every week now.
100%, like, yes.
You know, so what's the boxing scene out there like in Florida,
bro,
right now?
Really amazing, man. I'm happy that I got my foot in when I did, bro, because all the big heavyweights come down here, Mike. I mean, I sparred Fury down here. Ortiz is down here. You know what I'm saying? Wilder comes down here where I've got to work with him. A lot of big heavyweights are down here. And even the smaller ways. Like, this is just where people want to train. I mean, the heat. I mean, and there's a lot of, you know, gyms to train at. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, bro, we really are the Mecca, bro. Like, we got the best of everything here in Florida. And all of the guys come to travel here. Like, I mean, if you're from England, like a David Adele, Frazier Clarks have been here, you know what I'm saying? Or Coley. So, I mean, it's really like a melting pot for heavyweights and for all other weight classes as well. There's a whole bunch of guys that don't even get their name out there because the amount of talent that's in Florida is crazy. The amount of just good coaches that are in Florida is just it's unreal. So Florida really is the Mecca for boxing right now. Like, it's the new Vegas for me, I think.
Yeah, especially the Carib Royale in Orlando.
It's your pro box, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, the South, man, the South is bringing it back, man. And, you know, they're asking, like, who are the next big heavyweights and who's going to be the next American star? Well, now, really, it's going to be me, and there's going to be somebody else out of Florida, Nigel Lopez, you know, Blas, Daryl Valenstein. Like, there's some big dogs out here, for real.
Yeah, y'all got a lot of time. Right. I was thinking about that. I was like, yo, damn, Florida's kind of putting
Erickson,
off a box.
Erickson Lubin's out here with pro box, you know what I'm saying? Like, because they know what it is. Like, Florida got it going on right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm from New York, and I'm a little jealous of Florida right now, what y'all got going on out there, man. We got a few fighters, but y'all got, it seems like, a new Florida fighter sprouting up out of nowhere.
You feel me, bro? Because I'm telling you, man. Once I knock Moses out too, I'm about to knock Savage out. But once I, like, I'm going to be the one to put Florida on the map. Because a lot of people aren't really looking. I'm like, bro, there are real world champions here in Florida.
Now, you've been in the boxing game for 7 years. You came from accounting. You had your own, you know, executive job. Like, how does the business of boxing differ from what you were doing before?
Business of boxing is, I mean, it's really about making relationships. So instead of being in an office, you got to go and make these relationships. You got to go meet these guys. You got to have a good mouthpiece to sell yourself. You know what I'm saying? The business can be kind of sticky sometimes, but what I like about boxing, it isn't black and white, and you get to make your own rules. But that's a double-edged sword, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes other people get to make the rules, and you got to kind of concede sometimes to get where you really want to. You got to be like, I'll take a little bit less, or I might take a little bit more. But, you know, it, like, for me, I control my career right now. I mean, and I'm able to, like, negotiate my deals and whatnot. But what I've noticed is a lot of other boxers, they aren't, like, they just stay in the gym and they don't see the business. But the business is just as important as hitting that damn bag. So you gotta, like, I mean, if my, you know, advice to boxers, man, learn them both, bro. And at first it may seem like a lot, but you'll get used to it, or your money is going to be greatly affected.
Now, How would you assess where you're at in your career, you know, as a fighter? Obviously, you've been fighting these fights on a certain level against a fellow undefeated fighters. You're ready to go to the contender level. How would you assess where you're at 7 years into it?
Man, I think that I'm... Like me personally, I think that I'm really the best fighter in general. But like really like slowing the game down, really, I think I'm like a C+, but I'm getting better every single day. Like I train, I just got out the gym and I'm training. Like these guys that have been doing it, you know, for 10, 15 years, they have a little bit of an advantage, but I just don't think they got enough dog. You know what I'm saying? Like they've just been doing it too long. Like every day is something new. Like I'm talking to you and like it's a new vibe. I'm like, dang, I'm learning something new. Okay, you've been following me for this long. And I'm like, dang, like I be thinking nobody see me. And I'm just, so it's definitely a learning process, man. But I'm doing is continuing to get better, bro. Like these guys that I'm beating up, they've been doing it for 15 years. So when I'm 15 years in, I might be Ali.
I love it. You feel me though? Like, for real.
Like, I mean, I'm just being real. I'm really out here just whooping you because I just know I'm better than you. But now what happens when, you know, I'm starting like moving and grooving and I'm learning and that's what I'm doing right now. Like, man, I'm enjoying my run and it's going to be a good run because I'm about to be world champion for real.
Now, do you have any heavyweight fighters that you looked up to growing up?
Heavyweight fighters that I looked up to? I mean, you know, everybody likes Ali, but man, I really love Riddick Bowe. And heavy, but there's this guy I just started looking at that right now I'm currently Ricardo Lopez. I know he's a small guy.
Bro,
that boy different. I've been really on him lately. I've been like, golly, man, keep his hands high, digging you in them guts. Like, man, listen.
Pause.
Oh, digging, God, though.
That's crazy.
Dig crazy, but he digging in there. Pause. but yeah, man, like, bro, like, and so, like, bro, imagine, like, I just found out, like, I'm finding out about these greats right now. So you talking about who am I looking up to? Like, I'm finding out about him, like, every day. I'm like, dang, this dude was raw. And I'll get to watching him. Like, I used to be, like, on James Toney and Roy Jones and those guys, but there's some other guys that really was out there, like, just killing it.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like with your athletic background and your intelligence, it'll be kind of easy for you to pick up on a lot of the things that these all-time greats used to do.
Correct, man. I used to think, like, 4 or 5 years ago that Shakur Stevenson and Bernard Hopkins were boring fighters, right? But after I lost to Richard, right, and I started studying the game, I'm like, man, these guys doing a lot of different things in there.
Uh-huh.
They moving left. They all them little slips that you didn't see. Like those are all moves to be that are. These are just all slight moves that you just got to make. Like they look simple, but they're very, very strategic moves. Like another dude that I've been watching, jab is crazy. Freddie Pendleton. Crazy.
He is very good.
You feel me?
Very good fighter, man.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm really just in the game. Like, bro, I'm learning every single day, and it's new, and I love it. So, it's like, I'm in a peculiar position, bro. I'm just really nice at beating ass, and now you showing me the best motherfuckers to watch, and I'm like, man, okay, I can do this, and I can do that, and I know why I need to be doing these things.
Now, you're going to be the one that the fans are watching on September 19th, so just tell the fans out there, what should they expect to see when they see Brandon Moore fight on September 19th in Detroit?
Man, you're going to see class. You're going to see a crazy jab. Like, I know I'm going to knock this dude out. I'm not worried about that. But you're going to see my jab in full effect. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to be like, man, that was a beautiful performance. Like, man got a jab, and he can step around. He can move. He can do everything in there. Like, and he's still learning the game. That's what I want the fans to see. And he's exciting. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna look real good, too. So, you know, it's going to be a vibe. Detroit love me already. So, you know, I love Detroit, too. So, you know, it's going to be a good time for sure.
Now, before you get out of here, real quick, just tell the fans where they can follow your journey at.
Man, if you want to follow me, man, I'm normally on Instagram, TikTok, OJ_BAM. You know what I'm saying? If you didn't see it, you know who did it, baby. OJ.
Let's go, man. Brandon Moore, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for your time, my guy.
Thank you, bro. I appreciate you joining me, man. Like I said, you guys can catch Brandon September 19th, Big Time Boxing USA, Detroit, Michigan at the Fox Theater. Brandon Moore versus DeAndre Savage live on the Zone. All right. We will be back later today with Brandon's opponent, the Ops. I'm talking to the Ops.
The opposition.
We will be back later today with DeAndre Savage. But this has been another edition of Brunch Boxing. He is our COO, the Mexican Al Heyman Mike. He is our co-host, Ezra Boxing. I am Matt. We are Brunch Boxing, and we are out. Shout out to Huey, the producer.
Boom.